Hey CEO, do you truly believe that you're a CEO, a Christ-empowered operator of your with God life and business? Now, if you were hiring a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, would it make sense that you'd be looking for someone who believes she's the right girl for the job? Of course it would. She would put together a resume with references for the board of directors, showing her proven track record of training, talents, and results to demonstrate that she is not only qualified, but confident in her ability to take the company to the next level of growth. Because without that level of belief, that girl wouldn't get the job. But guess what? As a Christian woman solopreneur, you already have everything you need to be the CEO of your life and business. How do I know? Because God already put it inside you. Do you have that level of CEO belief? Or do you get caught in the trap of comparison or achievement, trying to prove it to yourself, to others, and to Him? So whether you need to build it from the ground up or want to strengthen the belief you've already built, today, we're going to use my 5 P's method to build your CEO belief rock solid. So that way, you never again ask the question, why me? And not have an answer. Are you ready to start showing up as the CEO that He says you are? Good. Me too. Let's do it together. Hey, busy lady, trying to juggle all the things in midlife and business. I see you. Are you tired of feeling like you're constantly on the hamster wheel, doing all the things you've been told are required to grow a successful business? Are you ready to slow down the pace of life and focus your time on what's really necessary to experience abundant fruitfulness this year? Are you desiring to finally stop second-guessing, people-pleasing, box-checking, and multitasking, and instead have a way of building a business that is life-giving, not sucking the life out of you? Friend, you are not just building a business. You are pursuing the purpose God has for your life to glorify Him in all you do. So let me invite you to the most heart, calendar, and should-do list shaping virtual event of the year for Christian women, solo and entrepreneurs who are ready to ditch random busyness in exchange for faithful fruitfulness in both life and business, and who are doing it with clarity, confidence, and consistency, even in the midst of the chaos of midlife. It's called CEO's Declutter Should Do's 3-day workshop series, and it's happening live April 9 through 11. Inside this exclusive workshop series, you're going to discover my With God business model, how to get clarity on your mission by crafting a With God vision, confidence in your messaging by laying a With God foundation, consistency in your motivation by building With God plans, and calm in your messy midlife by balancing a With God life. This is how women who know who they are and whose they are do business, in full assurance of faith and true partnership with God. If you're looking to see a return on the investment of your time and resources that's no longer a meager yield but an abundant harvest, if you're tired of listening to the world's gurus that tell you you have to do all the things to please a fictitious avatar and mysterious algorithm, if you're ready to lay down what keeps you from fully turning off so you can truly rest and still grow your impact and income, if you've decided with God that this is the year you're going all in for His glory, without worrying about everyone else's permission, persuasion, or perception, then I want to invite you to redeem your time and your free ticket to the CEO's Declutter Should Do's workshop series now and access special early bird bonuses like my brand new CEO's Foundational Decisions Guide to walk you through 3 key decisions you must make as a CEO with God before you build any further. So, if you're looking for a faith-centered system with truth-based support to ensure your business is well-built, as well as your life, all you need to do is go to redeemhertime.com/declutter to RSVP for the workshop. And I'll see you in your inbox with all the details, plus your free bonus guide. Sarah Blakely, Katrina Lake, Whitney Holf Hurd, Jennifer Hyman. Do you recognize any of these names? Well, they are all women who have demonstrated innovation, leadership, and entrepreneurship in building successful companies that have disrupted industries and changed the way that people approach various aspects of their life. Sarah Blakely is the CEO and founder of Spanx, the leader in women's shapewear. Katrina Lake, the CEO and founder of Stitch Fix, an online personal styling service. Whitney Wolf Hurd, CEO and founder of Bumble, a popular dating app that also includes features for making friends and networking. And Jennifer Hyman, well, she's the CEO and co-founder of Rent the Runway, a fashion rental service that offers designer clothes and accessories to you for a short time. We're all friends here, and this is a safe place. So, tell me the truth. Do you believe, without a shadow of a doubt, or at least more belief than doubt, that just like these women, that you are a CEO? When looking at powerful women like these that I mentioned earlier, it may be easy to jump to, I'm not in that category of women, but I'm here to tell you, you are. And actually, you go far beyond that. And I'm going to prove it in just a minute by looking at what God says about you and your life and business. But before we get into my 5 P's method for building your CEO belief in your specific area of expertise, in case you haven't heard or didn't think you qualified, I want to invite you to the most calendar-shaping, to-do list-shaping, heart and belief-shaping virtual event all the CEOs are going to be at next week. The CEO's Declutter Should Do's workshop series happening live April 9 through 11. You better believe women like we just met don't waste a lot of time questioning if they're capable of leading their company to the next level of growth. Nor do they waste time doing what all the other CEOs out there are doing, because they know who they are, what they are called to do, and believe they have the experience, the expertise, and the executive team to help them do it. And that is the same kind of belief that you can have as a CEO, a Christ-empowered operator of your with God life and business. Because when you know who you are and whose you are, what you're called to, watch out, because this girl is on fire. In this 3-day live workshop series, you're going to learn how to build confidence in your CEO belief based on his truth, to remove all those excess to-dos that have been cluttering your desk, your calendar, and your heart, and to focus your time on what you're called to in the way you're called to, with God. You're going to love my with God business model that takes you from that random busyness, listening to the world's way, to faithful fruitfulness, trusting God's way. And that doesn't mean doing more. It actually means clearing space so that He can work. So, if you want to think and act like the CEO you already are and see abundance in both your impact and income in life and business, be sure to grab your free ticket and your free early bird guide to start making the 3 key CEO foundational decisions, which include, why me? And guess what? I have another surprise early bird bonus just for you. When you register before April 9th, did I mention the workshop is free and has a great ROI? You get a 20-minute business time audit with me to help uncover where your time might be stuck, distracted, or focused on all the should-dos that aren't producing the fruitfulness that you want to see. It's like getting me as your one-on-one business time management coach and then getting me as your coach for the week alongside others who are looking to redeem their time in business and life too. How's that for incentive to not pass up this opportunity to declutter your should-dos? You can get all the details to join us live or catch the replays and get access to me as your coach plus that bonus guide at redeemhertime.com/declutter. And yes, I'll drop the link in the show notes. And let's build on the foundation of a right CEO belief in your specific area of expertise. Because so many women ask the question, why me? But don't have a confident answer. Is that you? That was me until I stopped falling into the traps of comparison and achievement and started believing what God said was true about me. Do you fall into the comparison trap as a business owner? If you do, you're in good company, friend, because it's only natural to look around at what others have done and are doing and feel like you don't measure up. And in some ways, maybe you don't, because perhaps you don't have the same training, the same talents, the same team, but you also don't see all the times they failed too along the way and all the ways they feel like they don't measure up to the business owners that they compare themselves to. Because we all know the highlight reels we see are not the full story, right? You see, the comparison trap is a cycle we get stuck in when we look around at those we think are better equipped and more gifted in this area of business. But guess what? Just like their story is not your story, neither is their calling your calling. If what you do to serve in your business is from Him, then you can be assured that you have not only been prepared, but also fully equipped to do it well. Because it's all from Him and through Him and to Him. And no one else on the planet can do what you do the exact way that you do it. 2 Corinthians 9:8 reminds us that whether it's with our time, our resources, or the ability we need, that we don't think we have it in ourselves, that He is more than enough. Here's what it says. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Girl, you need to believe that you are a CEO and that your best clients are looking and praying for you. Then, once you get your eyes off of others, you may be tempted to look at yourself and fall into the achievement trap. Have you ever been there? This too is common to most business owners as we constantly strive to reach that next level of success, thinking that if we have the right training, the right talents, the right team, that one day we'll do enough to become a successful business owner. But the problem with this type of thinking, that we tend to focus on the lack, how far we are from where we want to be, and then we see ourselves as less than an ideal CEO. And I just want to tell you, you already have all you need inside, because what you need is from Him. If you believe you need to keep looking all around you to find just the right secret sauce strategy, system, or support, you'll always get caught in the cycle of doing more, but feeling like it's never enough, because there must be something more to do, or something that would make you even better, so that way you can wear that badge with CEO after your name. But what if the secret sauce isn't something you need to achieve, but what He's already put right inside you, that just needs the opportunity, coupled with the right belief, to come out into the world? Ephesians 2:10 tells us, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Girl, He planned for you and me both to build His kingdom through what He's given us. And as if that wasn't enough, be encouraged by 2 Peter 1:3, which says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness." You see, ultimately, what you need, what I need, is not a greater knowledge of business or of leadership or of marketing strategies or email sequences. Not that those are bad or anything, but first, we need a greater knowledge of Him. Because I don't know about you, but I tried the comparison game and the achievement game, and they didn't work, and they cost me a lot of wasted time, money, and energy. And all the while, God was saying, "Lissa, are you done comparing and achieving? Are you ready to let go of your never-ending should-do list that you think will get you to a level of success? Are you ready to just sit with me and hear what I say about you, what I've called you to, and what I've put inside you?" And you know what? I found that when I finally did that, I knew Him more deeply. I knew myself, and I knew my calling, and I knew that He had equipped me with everything that I needed, including His Spirit to guide me and to remind me when I forget. So, do you forget that you are a Christ-empowered operator too? Girl, you've got the best gig in town with Him as your chairman of the board. So, how do you build that CEO belief that you are the expert He's made you in your specific area of expertise? How do you confidently answer others and yourself when the question comes up, "Why me?" Well, by believing the truth we just read from Scripture, partnering with His Spirit, and looking at the breadcrumb trail He's left behind you with the 5 P's. I'm going to give you all 5 so we can build your resume, and then we'll go back and walk through each one with specific questions to journal about. No worry, I will put the keys and the questions inside the Redeem Her Time community in case you're multitasking right now. Plus, that's where you're going to find the accountability and the support to not only take time to prayerfully answer, but to faithfully apply it to your CEO belief in what you're called to. So, are you ready for the 5 keys so we can build your resume? Here they are: patterns, people, prodding, possessions, and peace. Let's start with patterns. I don't know about you, but my brain likes patterns. It helps me make sense of what seems random and disconnected and to create some order. At first glance, patterns may be hard to decipher, but if you look closer, they inevitably show up over time. Do you remember how God called Jeremiah to be a prophet to the nations? Despite Jeremiah's initial reluctance, God continued to affirm his calling through signs and visions, equipping him to proclaim God's message faithfully. So when you look back at your past, what patterns do you see? Here are a few questions. Reflecting on your past experiences, what activities or pursuits have consistently brought you fulfillment or a sense of purpose? Have there been any recurring moments or situations in your life where you felt particularly aligned with a calling? Have there been any recurring challenges or obstacles that God has used to shape you over the years in the area of your expertise? Second, people. Now, we can't always go off what others think we should do, hence the Declutter Your Should-Do List event coming up next week. But when people who truly know you and aren't just trying to make you into a mini-me point out what they see in you, it can be very insightful. Like when God put Paul in Timothy's life, who saw potential in him. Paul mentored Timothy, encouraged him to use his gifts and fulfill his calling as a leader and a preacher in the early church. So here are a few people questions. What feedback or observations have you received from others about your talents, strengths, abilities that resonate with you? Have there been consistent themes or patterns in the advice or suggestions you've received from others about a career path or a life purpose? What are you known for that others come to you for help with? What needs do you tend to see in others and offer to help them with? Next is prodding. Sometimes we don't notice things the first time, or the second, or the third, to be honest. But when they are pleasantly persistent, well, it's hard to ignore. Kind of like God calling to Samuel. At first, he didn't know whose voice it was. But once he did, he clearly heard his calling. So start to notice what things keep coming up, what things you keep circling back to, or what you can't seem to get away from, in a good way. Here are a few questions. Can you recall instances where a certain idea, opportunity, or desire has repeatedly resurfaced in different contexts, signaling its importance in relation to your calling? When have you responded with resistance or reluctance in something that keeps coming up that could be related to your calling? Where do you see God's hand bringing something back in such a way that it's no longer mere coincidence, but a meaningful repetition to direct you towards what he wants you to do? Next, possessions. I love the story when Jesus and his disciples were facing a hungry crowd with no stores or stoves in sight, and he told them to give them something to eat. Did you notice he did it with what they already had in hand? They thought they needed more, to look elsewhere, but he not only made what they had enough, he made sure there was a basket of leftovers for each of them as a reminder. So, what's in your hand? How do your current circumstances or responsibilities provide a platform or context for expressing and living out your calling? What specific tools, connections, or networks that you currently have access to could be leveraged in pursuing your calling? How does your faith walk inform the ways in which you utilize what you have in your hand to pursue your calling? And last but not least, peace. Now, sure, there's a lot of the unknown when you're stepping out to do something big for the kingdom, but have you noticed? There's also a sense of settledness that you experience at the same time. That's when you know it's from him, because left to ourselves, we'd naturally get caught up in the fear, the doubt, and the worry. Did you notice that after all of Gideon's questions and requests for signs, that once he heard the enemy's telling of their defeat through a dream, he worshiped God as the God of peace, even before the battle? So here are some peace questions for you. When have you experienced moments of divine peace that seem to go beyond understanding our circumstances, particularly when contemplating decisions relating to your calling? How have you sought confirmation from God through prayer, meditation, or seeking wise counsel, and experienced a deep sense of peace as confirmation of your calling? When have you noticed a pattern of peace and contentment in your heart and mind when aligning your thoughts, desires, actions with what you believe to be God's calling on your life? Girl, check out that resume. Do you believe me now? You are a CEO, not because of what's in you, because of who is in you and what he has put inside you to prepare you for this exact purpose, to pour out in service to those who need your specific area of expertise. When you keep questioning it, comparing yourself to others, or trying to find it through more achievement, you'll constantly waste precious time, resources, and energy. But when you go to his word and follow his spirit and guidely counsel, you will build your CEO belief such that it cannot be shaken because it's built on a solid foundation, him. Speaking of which, Why Me is the first of the three CEO foundational decisions in that free early bird bonus guide that you're going to get right away when you register for the CEO's Declutter Their Should-Dos. So take a minute to prayerfully journal about the five P's: the patterns, the people, the prodding, the possessions, and the peace. And be sure to register at redeemhertime.com/declutter so you can work on the next questions. Since you've made it this far in the episode, would you like a sneak peek to the free guide? Okay, I'll give it to you. After you answer the question, why me? The next question is, why her? And the final question, why this? Girl, I'm going to tell you, no matter how far into your business you are, whether you're just launching, growing steadily, or scaling exponentially, or it's still a dream and hasn't gotten off the ground yet, pushing pause to get clear on the answer to these three questions will build your CEO belief in the specific area of your expertise in business. So that way, when you take action, let's just say, step aside, Sarah Blakely, this CEO is on fire with God. And the other secret to showing up full of belief as a CEO of your life and business every day is to not do it alone. All successful CEOs plug into a community of like-minded women who are pursuing the same things too. Not to one-up one another, but to lift up one another. So I want to invite you to come join the Redeem Her Time community, where you'll get even more access to me as a coach and other amazing faith-centered CEOs that are redeeming their time to build a fruitful life and business with God. You can find us at redeemhertime.com/community. In fact, I'll drop all the questions I shared for each section inside the community. And here is today's community question. Which area of reflection will you focus on first to build your CEO belief? Is it patterns? Is it people? Is it prodding, possessions, or peace? I can't wait to hear what he shows you and see the difference it makes in how you show up and use your time to grow your business. And I can't wait to see you at the CEO's Declutter Should Do's workshop happening next week. So be sure to go to redeemhertime.com/declutter or click the link in the show notes, and I'll drop all the CEO foundational decision guides along with a link to grab your free audit in your inbox. But before we go, let's go to him, the one who called us to himself and to use this business to build his kingdom. Dear Father, thank you for calling us to yourself to be with you as your daughters, not because of anything we have done, but because of what your Son did on our behalf on the cross to make a way to a relationship with you. We believe that you have given us all we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of you, and that we don't need to keep looking at how we compare to others or what more we can do to find what's true. You have ordained the work for us to do from before creation, and you've put all we need in us through your Spirit. Give us faith to believe what you say over how we feel or what others tell us. And as we build our belief, may it not be in ourselves, but ultimately in you and how you have worked in our lives, and continue to lead and guide as we follow you. We cannot wait to see what you have in store as we move forward believing that we are enough for what you have called us to, because you are enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, friend, I'll see you over inside the Redeem Her Time community, where we'll talk more about this. Thanks for joining me for this episode. And until next time, remember, instead of chasing time on a clock, trying to control it, receive the gift of time from the one who truly holds it. Because as his daughter, you have time. Hey, before you go, I pray this episode blessed you, challenged you, and moved you to take action. So, what was the one thing God showed you today? I'd love to hear. So would you take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It makes my heart smile, and that way I know you're liking the show. And it helps other busy Christian women, just like you, find real life answers too. Speaking of which, grab the link and share this with someone you know that's been praying for a breakthrough. And don't forget to come join the after party inside the Redeem Her Time community. We're not just about knowing, we're about doing together. Head on over to redeemhertime.com to join the community, leave a question to be featured on the podcast, schedule a free 15-minute strategy session, or all the above. Of course, I'll drop the link in the show notes because I know you're a busy girl. Look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. I'll see you in a few days, friend. God bless.